Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Fresh sweet berries are delicious. But to get some also requires some effort. But don't be afraid to reach. It might be closer than you think. This is going to be good. Let's go! Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TMG. That's Tell Me Something Good. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Hey, guys, before I kind of get started here, I want to give a shout out, as always, to my lovely wife, Nicole. I know you're probably listening, Nicole, so I want to tell you thank you for supporting me. I really appreciate you guys. Hey, guys, look, I also want to thank everyone that's tuning in all around the globe, guys. In a very short time, the show has been taken off, and it's been heard in almost 4 dozen countries all around the globe. I'm grateful to all the faithful listeners, whether you are listening and watching on Facebook on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, or maybe you're tuning in your favorite podcast platform, like Apple Podcast or Spotify or Pandora or even Amazon Music or Google Podcast, guys. So no matter how you're listening, I want to tell you thank you. Maybe this is your first time tuning in. Maybe it's your first time listening. If it is, I want to extend a warm welcome and thank you for joining into the show to TMG. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Today's topic, I know when you saw it or maybe you heard about it, kind of threw you for a loop. Today we're going to talk about berries. Well, not specifically berries, but today's title or topic of what we're going to discuss is entitled berries. We're not just going to talk about berries here, right? You know? Guys, As always, I always have a good story to tell. You know, I love a good story for those who've been watching and listening for a while. And if this is your first time, I love a good story. I love the plots, the twists, the turns in it. And a lot of what I share comes from my life that I've lived as a kid and as an adult. And so I kind of share it. And today I want to share about berries. Yeah, you heard right, berries. Berries, fresh, sweet berries, as you heard in the introduction, fresh, sweet berries are delicious. But to get some also requires a little effort. I remember coming to the South, into Birmingham, Alabama, more specifically to a small town called Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where my grandmother lived. And the very first time I saw berries on a tree or on a bush, it amazed me because I never knew really where berries came from, okay? I'm from Mount Vernon, New York. Anytime we want some berries, we would just go to the store and buy them. So seeing them on a tree or on a bush was something new to me. And it always amazed me to see that. So I remember one day, so I want to share with you about some berries I saw one day. I remember one day watching birds eat berries from a bush, and I noticed they were only eating the berries near the top of the bush. And that was just amazing to me, like, why are you going near the top of the bush and ignoring the ones near the bottom? Then one day, I decided to reach for some of the berries near the top of the bush. Okay, so I figured if the birds could do it, then so could I. If it was good enough for them, then it was going to be good enough for me. So I decided one day to reach for some of the berries near the top of the bush to kind of reach further than I had been reaching. Well, immediately, I realized why the birds went after the berries near the top. Because the sweetest berries were near the top. And so it was like the birds were smarter than me, or the birds were smarter than the average person. They kept going near the top of the bush because the berries were sweeter near the top. You know, and I began to think about the berries that were kind of mid-range, kind of in the middle of the bush, and I began to think about the berries in the bottom of the bush. And a word just kind of hit me in my mind as I began to think about that. I said they were easy pickings. Yeah, I began to think about things that are kind of just within our reach. It's easy pickings. Things that are kind of below us. It's just easy pickings. Everything that was hanging low was easy access and easy pickings for everyone. Everything that was hanging low, anyone could reach it. It didn't take much effort or energy. And as a matter of fact, the berries that were hanging low, you could kind of get them without even wasting any of your time. So if you were kind of just passing by, you could grab some berries there and keep moving and not lose a whole lot of energy and not lose a whole lot of time. Even if you were just passing by, you could grab a handful and keep going on your way. But I noticed something. But if you want the berries near the top, you have to stop what you were doing. Yeah, you have to stop what you were doing. Think about how you want to get them, and then you have to reach a little further. Yeah, when you want the berries near the top, you just can't keep going in your stride and think you're going to get them. You had to stop what you were doing. You had to strategize your mind of how you were going to do it, and then you had to reach further than you had. When I decided I wanted to, I decided I wanted to try the berries the birds were enjoying. I had to go get a chair and reach for the berries near the top. I had to do something a little bit different. I had to reach beyond what was normal for me. Yeah, so when you want the berries near the top, you're going to have to stop what you're doing. Think about how you want to get them, and then you're going to have to reach a little further. A little more effort has to be put into getting them. What I'm saying is this. We don't have to settle for everything once we make up our minds to go after something. Make up your mind. Yeah, my mind was made up. You have to begin to make up your mind. Listen, the reason a lot of us settle for everything is because we never make up our minds to go after something. And because we don't choose to go after something, we always resort back to what we know is familiar to us. The only reason we're settling is because we have not made up our minds to go after something different. Yeah, make up our mind to go after something different, and we won't settle for the same berries. Listen, anything with easy access, or that is easy pickings, means everybody has touched it. If it's easy access, if it's easy for anybody to do it, that means everybody has done it. Let me say that again. If it's easy for everyone else to do it, that means it's everyone else has already done it. All the berries that were within my reach means somebody else reached for them also. Every goal you're trying to achieve that's already done, someone else has already done that also. If it's easy to reach, that means everyone else has already done it. But when I decided to reach for the berries near the top, I discovered berries I never knew were up there. I didn't know it was that many berries near the top. I didn't know that. Listen, the higher I reached, the more I saw. They were bigger near the top. They were sweeter near the top. Listen, what has been waiting on you to discover it for the first time? I guess the better question is this. Are we willing to become uncomfortable to discover better berries? Yeah, in order for me to get the sweeter berries I was looking for, I had to first go in the kitchen, get a chair, drag it to where the berries were, and then reach for the top. Maybe the better question is, how uncomfortable are we willing to let ourselves become in order to get something better? How uncomfortable in our personal lives are we willing to become in order to get something better? Let me kind of say it this way. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, you have to have those uncomfortable conversations if you want it to become sweeter, if you want it to become better. You can always keep the conversations you've always had, and the relationship will always be what it's always been. But sometimes, when you want it to become sweeter, it first has to become uncomfortable to you. Yeah, at first, listen, I've been married with my wife for 8 years, and there's been a lot of uncomfortable conversations. But I can say that it's sweeter because we've had those uncomfortable conversations. Maybe it's with a friend or maybe with a loved one. Maybe those uncomfortable moments are needed so it can become much sweeter than it already is. Yeah, so it can become much, much, much sweeter than it already is. Listen, and if we were to be honest, listen, and since we're going to be honest here and we're going to be transparent, and if we were to be honest, isn't that what most of us really want? We want things that are within our reach. We want things that are in our comfort zone. We don't really want to stretch too far. We want the, listen, we want the notoriety of a PhD, but we don't want to study. We want to be a doctor, but I don't want to deal with any dead bodies. I want to be a nurse, but I don't want to see any blood. You know, and if we were to be honest, isn't this what most of us really want? We want something that is easy access or that is within our comfort zone. Listen, I'm gonna hand off to you. Nothing great ever grew because it was comfortable. Yeah, I'm gonna say that one again. Nothing great ever grew because it was comfortable. I was thinking about the giant redwood trees in California. I've never been. And maybe you've seen pictures of the giant redwood trees in California, or maybe you've heard about them. I've personally have never seen them in person. But I've seen that some of the pictures are, some of the trees are so large that they cut them open and cars can drive through them. Now, these trees have been around for thousands of years, hundreds of years. They've seen lots of storm, lots of wind, lots of rain, and they are huge. They're as tall as buildings. Nothing ever grew because it was comfortable. So let's talk about the low branches on the berry bush. Remember, I'm talking about a berry bush that I saw. So let's talk about the low branches, right? The problem with low branch or low hanging branches is this. Here's the problem with low hanging branches. They're still connected to the berry bush, right? But the problem with low-hanging branches is this. They are always being disrupted or broken by everything around it. Yeah, low-hanging branches are always being disrupted by everything around it. People walk by it and branches break off. Animals walk past them and branches break off. And we, and here's what we're doing. We continue reaching for the easy branches, hoping to find something on it, hoping to make something out of it, but nothing is there because we keep reaching where there's a break. And we get frustrated in our reaching, frustrated in our efforts, and we say, this is not working. It's not working because we aren't putting in the effort. It's not working because we keep reaching for broken areas. We keep reaching in the same areas that are broken. Every time something else has happened, it broke it. And we keep reaching, trying to make something out of it, and it's broken. We keep reaching for broken areas, hoping that something is there, and it's not. Perhaps we don't need a shorter bush, but maybe, just maybe, we need to extend our reach a little. Let's not blame or place blame on the bush. You know how we do? If the bush was shorter, then I could get the ones at the top. If the bush wasn't so wide, then I could get the berries at the top. Listen, let's not place blame on the bush if we aren't willing to reach for it. We may have had some things in our life that didn't go as planned. We may have had some things in our life that don't go as we hoped they would. Maybe it was a parent who wasn't there for us, or perhaps a loved one that disappointed us, or maybe it was a friend that let us down or betrayed us. But the more we blame the bush, the longer the berry will remain out of our reach. The more we keep saying, if the bush was only shorter, or if my parents were there for me, or if this had happened in my life, or if I had this type of opportunity, the more we keep blaming other things, the more the bush or the berry will remain out of our reach. Listen, say this with me. Say, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. Listen, they say part of the reason the berries near the top are sweeter is because they get more direct sunlight than those near the bottom. In other words, their perspective is different because of what they are around the most. We aren't better than others, but we can certainly become better than how we started. Listen, tell it to yourself when you're all alone or when you feel like you've been hanging low. I'm better than that. Yeah, sometimes you got to tell that to yourself, that I'm better than that. Listen, I saw how the berries near the ground fought for the same sunlight the berries at the top enjoy. That made me think about something. I began to think that maybe some of the fights we've had and maybe some of the tough times we have with others has nothing to do with where they are on the bush. But maybe it has more to do with the amount of sunlight we are willing to reach for. In other words, we don't have to fight for someone else's success or what they have accomplished. It was never about what they accomplished. It was about our reach. If you want it, you must reach for it. If you think it's worth it, then reach for it. If you don't reach for it, you'll never see how close you are. If you don't reach for it, you won't see how far you've already come. Listen, berries face the elements. Yeah, they face the sun. They face the rain. They face thunderstorms. They face snowstorms. Listen, if it's worth withstanding a storm for, go after it. If it's worth facing the heat of the day for, go after it. There have been times when I looked at a berry bush and all I looked at, I saw was a thought was a bunch of sticks. There were no flowers on it. There were no leaves on it. Sometimes, even if it means you might look like you don't have anything going on, you might look like you don't know what you're doing, you might appear barren for a while, but go for it. Listen, if it's worth you standing there and being hurt over, then go for it. The odds change in your favor when you go after it. We will never know what we can go or where we can go until we first are willing to start. All this time, we've been talking about going after it and fighting for it. But the truth of the matter is, we have to reach for it. If you want something different in your hands, then reach for something different than you have. Guys, I've got to get out of here. Listen, it's been a blast as always. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Don't forget to stream in and tune and stream your favorite episodes on your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. And before I get out of here, guys, as always, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.